Tech Thursday with Bird and Bird, an international law firm driving the transformation of legal services in Ireland.
We got a great reaction in Tech Thursday last week to Andy O'Donoghue looking at various products to help you sleep. What about tracking your sleep though? Because he has got loads of those for us. Andy, thank you for joining us. Why would you bother with a sleep tracker?
Well, Matt, people globally, millions and millions of people are now starting to track their sleep. The reason is because many of us have issues with sleep, and many of us in our lifetime will have issues with sleep, mostly, fortunately, not for very long. However, it really sort of captured a zeitgeist, Matt, the feature that you have on fitness trackers and watches. And so lots of people like to know how well they're sleeping, their sleep phases, various things like that, in case they run into trouble. But even if they don't, they feel better knowing.
See, I was wondering how good these things are, because I think I might have said to you, I recently had a sleep test done, which meant sticking a couple of things up my nose, also having them strapped around my chest and a couple of monitors on, and quite uncomfortable there for the night. But it was done for a reason, to get a really accurate read of whether I was snoring or whatever. So can these various things that you're going to recommend to us give a good level of detail?
They can, Matt, and they're very useful. And, you know, as you look across the various devices, it's worthwhile looking for features, anything that does EDA and stress, which is electrodermal activity, is a good statistic to have on a sleep tracker. But anecdotally, I spoke to a respiratory consultant about this recently, and he wasn't non-committal, but what he did say about sleep trackers, and his particular area of interest was sleep apnea, is that if people are concerned about their sleep, seeing their data, seeing their report in a PDF that they can send to their doctor is really useful.
Okay, let's go through the various ones. Now, I have a Fitbit, and maybe an old one at this stage. You have the Fitbit Charge 6, which I use it just for monitoring my steps each day, my heart rate, when I'm taking exercise, whatever. How good is it for using for sleep?
It is good. It's the latest iteration of kind of Fitbit's most popular tracker. And they've added in some new health features and sensors. And of course, now they've got Google apps, because Fitbit is part of Google. It does advanced heart rate monitoring, and the accuracy is better than ever for exercise. But what's great about the sleep tracking on it is it has sleep stage analysis, and it does blood oxygen level, the SpO2. It does heart rate variability while you're sleeping, and also skin temperature monitoring. It has the EDA scanning, the electrodermal activity scanning that I mentioned, and it very usefully does a daily stress management score. But it has clever things, Matt, for instance, the smart wake-up alarm. So essentially the watch will help you with a vibration, wakes you up during the optimal sleep stage so you feel refreshed. I know many people who have this, they like the Fitbit app, even though it's changed a little bit recently, and the first thing they do in the morning is look at their sleep score. So at €160, it is often the first choice for many people.
You've liked the Oura Ring for quite a long time, haven't you?
And there are a couple of companies who make these rings. Aura is one and Circular is the other. And they cost between €250 and €350. The reason I like them is it's not something on your wrist. And many people might be sensitive to light. And of course, if you move at nighttime, your smartwatch might turn on, distract you, wake you, that kind of thing. But you get most of the same features from the ring. Tracks your heart rate, your body temperature, and the SpO2, the blood oxygen as well. The Aura ring also does a sleep score, as well as other activity scores. But based on sleep and exercise, and it estimates how well you're feeling, it also has a readiness score. So you get these really personalized insights using the Aura app. And also, the great thing about wearing the ring is that no one knows you're tracking your health. And often, you know, if people are trying to lose weight or if they're concerned and they don't want people to know, it's a really nice way of doing it.
What's the Whoop strap? Is that like something that gives you all the data without having a watch on it?
It is, pretty much, yeah. And this became, really did well with sports people going back about 18 months ago. And prices start about €239. It is subscription-based, so there's an extra fee on top of that, as there is with the, you know, other trackers as well. But it does continuous heart rate as well. But again, it does the sleep cycle analysis. And interesting, it does disturbance tracking. But it's got a really long battery life and it's got water resistance. So you get this really kind of detailed biometric data, both for sleep data and for the physical activities.
Okay, a slightly cheaper one, the Rise Science Sleep Tracker.
Yeah, and this is interesting because there's a lot of devices that are built purely to track sleep because, as I said, people are really interested in their sleep almost as much as, you know, the daily step count, which is easy to get even with a phone, but the sleep tracker requires a little bit more. The Rise sleep tracker costs about €70. You can get it online. And so there's, you know, essentially no wearable devices to be had. But what they talk about is a thing called sleep debt, and it offers recovery recommendations. It is subscription-based. It's got a really good app. But what I like about it is, you know, it's got really good integration capability, and it's about sleep improvement that people, you know, if people are trying to improve their sleep, this is a nice budget-level device to do that.
And is it something similar with the Sleep-On Go-To Sleep Tracker?
It is, and Sleep-On are an interesting company, and they do a lot of really interesting devices, very focused on health. You know, they're not kind of consumer devices. These really are if you're trying to look at your sleep. But it does sleep health, again. They advertise that they can do sleep apnea detection, which is worthwhile if you are concerned about that. And it does heart rate and blood oxygen.
We know Amazon.ie is coming to Ireland next year, but is the Amazon Halo Rise here yet?
It's not here. It might be. I expect it to come here eventually. And it was. It's kind of part of the Alexa family of devices, but it's a bedside tracker. The idea is it improves your sleep. It uses sensor technology to analyze your sleep and gives you kind of your personal sleep data, but without any physical contact with the skin. So it's actually a device that sits in the room. It's got a smart alarm and a wake-up light, but of course you can integrate it with the Amazon Alexa devices.
And one final one, and this is possibly the most indulgent piece of technology you have ever brought to this particular spot on The Last Word, Andy, because the price of this is just jaw-dropping. Tempur Ergo Smart Bed. Now, what does this do and how much does it cost?
It costs even more than the biggest TV we've ever spoken about, Matt. In Ireland, it's advertised on offer at the moment for €8,600.
For a bed?
For a bed.
I presume that includes the mattress.
People spend, I'm not sure it does, but
people
spend a lot of money on beds. But it is a serious investment, and only if you're very serious about it. It's a 6-foot bed, and the idea is that it can enhance your sleep significantly with features like it has automatic snoring detection, it has multi-zone massage.
Oh, well, then it must have the mattress as part of the deal, so...
I suppose the mattress, but you can customize the mattress. You can build this to order. It's got customizable sleeping positions. It even has ambient sound. Believe it or not, Matt, there are some USB ports to charge your phone. And it's got...
underbed lighting apparently,
underbed lighting, which is fascinating. And believe it or not, it also integrates with the Alexa ecosystem, which is really good. People would know Tempur, of course, and their beds. But, of course... you know, it isn't a huge investment, but it does show how seriously people take their bedroom. And if you're trying to create that unsurpassable boudoir effect, that might be for you.
At a cost of €8,600 on offer, I'm not sure. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word in Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.